From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The efforts to find a home for Guantanamo Bay detainees is taking center stage today in a tiny town in northwestern Illinois. Federal and local officials visited the Thompson Correctional Facility. That's about 150 miles west of Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Thompson. And Cheryl, I understand that there's an effort to get the federal government to consider buying or using the Thompson Correctional Center. Tell us more about the plan.
Well, Robert, about 120 people toured this facility today, state officials, federal and local officials, essentially to check this facility out. It was built 8 years ago and was supposed to be an economic boon to this town, which has really been hit hard by the economy. Unemployment here is 10.5%. So you have this prison here, 1,600 cells, but it's never been fully operational. The state hasn't had the money since it was built. It's a maximum security prison with a unit for a minimum security inmates, and that's essentially what it's been used for, minimum security, with only about 144 prisoners here daily. So the push is for this facility to be used to house federal prisoners as well as detainees from Guantanamo Bay.
And what do the residents of Thompson, Illinois, say about the possibility of having the Guantanamo detainees there?
Well, I talked to several people who were just in support of this proposal, a few who were concerned about safety, and some who wanted to make sure that it would be people here in Thompson that would actually get the jobs. But most folks in support, Village President Jerry Hebler, said he liked what he had heard, that this prison will actually help cut the area unemployment in half. That's what he believes. And he says that security will be increased, making this facility extremely secure. And here's what the village president had to say.
We need to be safe. We need to give people hope. We need to give people opportunities to keep their families here.
Now, that's what the village president said in Thompson. In Chicago, critics of this idea held a news conference today. What's their concern?
Well, Robert, essentially their concern is terrorism. These particular critics, a number of them Republican congressmen and also candidates who are running for office, warned that bringing the detainees here could make the Chicago area in particular a target. They say it's home to the country's largest building, one of the largest office buildings, and it would just be a target for terrorism. Congressman Dan Manzullo, who actually represents this area, didn't go on the tour today. Instead, he was at the Chicago press conference, and this is what he had to say.
We cannot jeopardize the safety and security of the people in exchange of a promise for a job.
Now, Congressman Manzullo is a Republican. Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin backs the plan. What does he say to that?
Well, Senator Durbin calls all the criticism fear-mongering. He says he and the governor of Illinois said this proposal would create as many as 3,000 jobs. That's counting the people who'd be hired at the prison, as well as people who would be hired as a result of new people coming into the town. He calls this a step forward. He says the state needs to move forward and create a new economy for a region that's really hurting. And he says it's time to also bring any alleged terrorists to trial, and that would happen if the detainees were here.
Cheryl, how soon might there be a decision on this plan to send the Guantanamo detainees to Thompson, Illinois?
Well, this is just the first step in the process. That's what they were telling us all throughout this press conference that they had here. It's a ways off before we get any decision.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
It's NPR's Cheryl Corley in Thompson, Illinois.